And welcome to another episode of the Passionpreneurs Podcast. You're listening to Ryan C. Green here on the Passionpreneurs. I am so excited about this year. I'm so excited about everything we have in store for 2016. I just couldn't wait to start a new show. Normally our show is on Tuesdays, and I couldn't wait till Tuesday. I had to get on here and do a show to start our new year off right, because I'm excited. I want to share some information, something that was on my mind really the end of last year, and I wanted to jump into this. I wanted to share this information on the podcast. I didn't want to wait till Tuesday, so this is a special bonus episode, the first day of 2016. And before I get into that, let me just make sure I lay it all out. The Passionpreneurs Podcast, you can listen to us on www.thepassionpreneurs.com. Sign up for our email list, follow us for more resources, so you can be in the know. The new book will be coming out this year, so you want to make sure you're following us on that. Then also make sure you go to my website, ryancgreen.com. That's Green with an E. For more tools and resources, make sure you follow me on Facebook and Twitter at I Am Rod G, on Facebook at I Am Rod G page. So it's been a great year. We've been getting this Passionpreneurs Podcast rolling, and we're going to make sure that 2016 is even better, even more guests, even more excitement, even more information to help change your life. So and help you pursue your passion and make them into profitable enterprises. So we've got a lot of things in store for 2016, things that are going to come up. So I just want to thank you all for rolling with me this far, and we're going to jump right into it. This week's episode, I want to talk about something that I heard a gentleman say, one of my mentors tell me, and I wanted to share my take on it. I wanted to share the information with you. As we go into 2016, I want you guys to really think of this concept, this idea. Turn your competitors into colleagues. We want to turn our competition into our colleagues. And this rang out to me, because so often, especially when you're trying to build something on your own or you're doing something, you know, you have so much competition. There's other people who are out there doing. It's not very much that hasn't been done before, especially if you're in an industry like myself, where you're in an information industry, where you're sharing thoughts, you're sharing information, you're sharing wisdom and insight. There's people who are doing it just like you. Their message may be different. The message may be the same. But for so many of us, we see them as competition. And I want us to focus this year on turning our competition into our colleagues. I want us to kind of have a paradigm shift and realize the benefits of working together. One of the ideas I had and going to work on 2016 is the mastermind exchange, where I want to bring like minds. I want to bring people who are masters in their domain all together and really just help exchange ideas with one another and with you, the listeners. So we're going to work on that. We're going to put that together for 2016 so that you can really have your own mastermind group, have a way you can come out and get insight from people where that you may not have otherwise been able to get. I'll think about it. Our entire school life, what were we taught? We were taught to do it yourself. We're taught to don't cheat. You know, don't work with someone else when it was exam time. And then as adults, we get into the work world, and what happens? We're told teamwork makes the dream work. We're told get with someone and learn how to work together as a team and synergy and all this kind of stuff. But we weren't taught that in school. So, you know, we're trying to break something that was taught to us and beaten to our head in school. And as you get older, you're told the exact opposite. So how do we do that? I want to share with you some of the disadvantages or some of the things that how competition hurts us. And then I'm going to share how you can benefit when we turn our competitors into our colleagues. Now, this isn't when I speak of competition, I mean, you know, you being afraid to work with people, you being afraid to join forces with other people in your industry. All right. So let's just break it down, you know, and this is not going to be a long show. I'm going to get you this information and we're going to get out. I just wanted to make sure I got this to you so that you can start your new year off with this mindset. All right. Some of the downfalls of competition. Number one, when you're competing against each other, you're saturating the market with an abundance of redundancy. Yeah, you're saturating the market with an abundance of redundancy. You know, think and ask yourself, how many people do the same exact thing I do? How many people have the same exact message I have? You know, and how difficult is that for the marketplace to sort through when it comes time for them to choose a service provider, for them to choose a voice to listen to? How do they choose that? How do they go about that? So when we're too busy fighting each other and not trying to work together, this is what we're doing to the market. We're all losing because now the customer has analysis paralysis. They're afraid to make any kind of decision because there's too many decisions, too many options to choose from. Next, it limits your reach and capabilities. You can't do it all by yourself. You can't go out there and reach the world all by yourself. You know, you have a minute grasp, a minute reach that you can get to alone. So that, you know, by not working with other people, you're only capable of getting to your Facebook friends, you know, your small circle of influence. And you're only capable of doing a certain amount of work. You know, you can only do but so much work in a 24-hour period. But when you're working against other people, but when you can work together, that's different. Also, you all you know is all you know. And what do I mean by that? I mean that, you know, you are, if you're working yourself and you're working against everyone else, the only information, the only expertise you have is what you already know. There's no other minds going into your work there, into your processes, into your systems, into your product development and your content. That's only you. And if you're the only one giving ideas, that's a recipe for disaster, you know, or stagnation, to say the least. You're going to get stuck at some point because you can only go but so far. Next is scarcity mentality. You have a scarcity mentality. When people are afraid to join forces, it's because they're afraid that it's not enough for everyone. That scarcity mentality is from a fear of not feeling like there's enough pie for all of us. And if I help someone else get there, then I'm going to be the one left with nothing to eat. But the question is, you know, would you rather have 50% of 100 or 0% of 100? You know, if you're doing it by yourself and get nothing, is that better than doing it with someone else and getting half? You got to ask yourself that question. It's going to 2016. Then also, you know, competition, it builds distrust. You know, you start to not trust people that you're in the industry because everyone's going out for their own. Everyone has their own ulterior motives. Everyone has their own best interests in hand. So you start to not trust people that actually could probably help you in the long run. Then think about the missed opportunities that come from competition. If I'm competing against someone, not working together, that person has an opportunity come down the line they can't get to. Who are they going to give it to? Are they going to call me and say, hey, Ryan, I've got this speaking engagement that I can't reach, that I can't get to. Why don't you go out here and do it for me? They're not going to do that because we're competing against each other. And they don't want to see me succeed. So think about those opportunities that you miss to do work, those opportunities for referrals that you miss, those opportunities to grow and meet new people that you'll miss by always competing against other people. And then you lose leverage. You have lost leverage because you can't use other people's expertise. You can't use other people's time and resources and things because you're not working with one another. All right. So those are some of the things that you might have experienced in 2015 and prior to that, that we want to kind of get rid of. We want to change the mindset. We want to get away from doing things that way for 2016. So what do we do as we change our competitors to our colleagues? Here are some of the benefits that you can look for. Forward to experiencing in 2016 when you're working together as colleagues. One, it expands your knowledge. It automatically makes you smarter, not because you know anything more, but now you know where to find out information that you don't know. When you can work with a team, when you can work with a group of people together, and you all put your energy and your expertise together, you automatically become better. And that helps, you know, knowing. Maybe you don't know how to do a social marketing, a social media marketing campaign. Maybe you don't know how to set up a website. Maybe you don't know how to write your own exchange press releases. But someone else does. And now you get together with those people who can now help you and expand your knowledge. And they can help you with the parts that you don't know. And you have expertise that they may need help with that you can do that. So now you're expanding and you're all growing. Also, more thinkers leads to innovation. When you can put together like minds, you know, you can have an idea and say, hey, I'm going to use, you know, my industry. I want to do a book signing. Okay, well, now you get together with someone who you were formerly competing with, and now you're colleagues. So you say, oh, well, instead of just doing a book signing, I can do a book signing and a conference. Because now you have people who are talking to you and helping you out, and now you have more people who can join forces with you. Or I can do my book signing online, and we can do a webinar together. We can interview one another. Now we both have professionally done interviews to help both of us market our products better. But if you're doing this by yourself and competing against each other, you're not going to talk about that to someone. You're not going to get that information. Also, it helps you blend your strengths. Okay, so, you know, you again, kind of touching on the first thing I said, when you're able to come together and say, I'm strong at organization, I'm strong at systems, I'm strong at meeting people, I'm strong at HR. Now you can bring all those together and build everyone up. So you all have stronger companies so that when you do get business, people are going to stay and you'll all be in business because now you're all a much better business for people, for your consumers to deal with. And that helps build trust amongst your consumers. When your consumer feels like they can trust you because now you look bigger, you're more professional, you got things in place, you aren't missing phone calls, you're not missing appointments, you're doing what you said you're going to do and following up on your promises because now you're a better person because you have colleagues helping you out. So that builds trust among your consumers and builds your business. Also, building colleagues is bred from an abundance mentality. You've got to have the mindset that there's enough out there for everyone, for each of us. You know, we're out here building our business. You got to believe that there's enough for all of us to succeed. So when you feel like there's enough, you don't feel like you've got to hold on so tight to every piece of information you have. If you got to end at someone who books events, and you're afraid to share it because you don't want someone else to get an event and you don't get it. And that could be money you got. You're constantly eating away at your own possibilities. But when you're not afraid to share because you know that there's enough for everyone, because if I share this with you, then you're going to share something with me. And now there's a possibility, there's an opportunity opening up that I never had. That just makes things better for both of us. And it also makes your company look better. You know, when you can have things in the right order, you have things straight, it makes your company look better, and consumers want to deal with companies that they feel are on top of their game. All right. Then also it expands your network. You know, you can't grow with just the people you know. You got to be able to expand your network. And the only way to do that is through colleagues. You know, share your contact lists with each other in order to market to one another and grow and build that synergy with your networks. It, you know, that endorsements, they ring heavy. If you can have someone introduce you to their network and say, hey, I totally support this person. This is what they provide and this is how they can help you. And I give them the endorsement of my name. Imagine how easy that would be for you to build business with that group versus you trying to go out there on your own and break into these, break into this market with these consumers that you don't have any access to because you were afraid to share. So think about that as we go into 2016. Two more things. It also helps create a feeling of ownership. See, when you ask someone to do something for you and they feel like they're helping you build it, now they have an ownership, so they have vested interest in it. Now they can also make sure that, you know, it's important to them. Your success is important to them as well because they have ownership in your success and vice versa. So you're not just having someone saying, hey, feeling like you're just trying to market them and make money. If they're helping you and your colleagues, you're working together, you're building together. So you all are going to win. And that ownership makes everyone bring their A game every time. And then also it encourages risk taking. You know, sometimes you're afraid to do something because either you don't have enough information or you don't know, or you're just flat out scared. But when you have a group of people around you and build your network and turn your competitors into colleagues, and they can tell you, hey, I've been down this road. This is what I did. This is how I made it work. Or this is who I know. And this is what we did. And this is how we made this work. Now you can take risks that you wouldn't have taken otherwise, because now you feel confident because you got someone by your side and you have experiences and networks that you didn't have before. So I wanted to share that with you as we go into 2016, because you know, we really need to start working together. Think about yourself and where you could be had you been working together, had you turned some of your competition into colleagues in 2015. Think about how much further along you could have been. And let's not let that happen for 2016. Let's make sure we go into 2016 thinking more on how we can succeed by working together, how we can turn our competitors into colleagues. All right. So I want to get that out to you. I'm wishing you all the best, most prosperous, most passionate 2016 for myself and Greenhouse Media. We're going to be here every Tuesday. Make sure you tune into the Passionpreneurs Podcast so you can get new information, new insight, new help to help you pursue your passions and make a more profitable and passionate lifestyle for yourself. I'm Ryan C. Green. Make sure you go ahead and follow me on Facebook and Twitter. Go ahead to thepassionpreneurs.com. Sign up for our email list and everything to make sure you're in tune with what's going on with us here at the Passionpreneurs. I want to thank you. I'll talk to you next week. Peace.